I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Everything we have comes from God. Last year, I went to visit my son during his final year of school at Auburn University. We decided to grab lunch together at a food court on campus, and my son asked if he could buy me lunch for a change. Well, I gladly accepted his offer, but when it came time to pay, he did so with a meal card that I'd purchased for him at the beginning of the semester. As we sat down to eat, he realized this and said, "Thanks for giving me the money to buy you lunch, Dad." David said that this should be our attitude all the time toward God. In 1 Chronicles 29, he said, "Oh, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name, but who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us." This Thanksgiving, we have a perfect opportunity to celebrate God's goodness and to remind ourselves that everything we have comes from him. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Hi, it's Greg, and I've got great news. The next time you need electrical work done at your house, whether it's a repair or install, you've got that go-to electrician and a number to call without hesitation. That's Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Master electricians, the very best at their craft, just like my dad, who was a master electrician. Mr. Electric can do anything from installs to repairs or service. When you need something done, call Mr. Electric, and they offer upfront pricing, no surprises. And when they say they're going to be there at 1 o'clock, you might expect your doorbell to ring at 12:59. They're prompt, professional, and the best at what they do. You need a panel upgrade or any other type of electrical installation, turn to the best. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey?
That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
That could do trick.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey?
What the hell is that?
It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, Dot, you got a big event coming up.
December the 1st is open house, and you know what fun that is. We've got light refreshments going on from 12 until 4. There'll be some surprises and absolutely great sales, but we'll open the store at 9 and go on till 6, so you just got to come see what all's going on that day.
For anyone looking for a unique gift, Eastbrook is the place to shop.
Absolutely. We've got old memorabilia, we've got signs, we've got toys. If you need dishes, if you need china, if you need a dining room table or a new bedroom suit for guests coming in, we've actually got everything that you need.
So that's the Christmas open house December 1st. What are the hours?
9 until 6, with light refreshments served from 12 until 4, and marvelous sales.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I think our forecast is pretty good. Mostly clear skies tonight. Kind of chilly, but not bad. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 39. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we should be dry, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night right around 40. And then on Black Friday, chance of a few showers, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night and through the first part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the way. Friday's high in the 50s up to about 66. On Saturday. I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at a kickoff of 63 and 58 by the end of that game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. My name is Joey Clark. Greg had dental surgery today, and joining me is 84. What up?
Here you stepped all over the, and here they are.
Oh, well, you didn't
you
know.
You had to think
no,
about
it. No, I did not step on it. Is it going to be like this all night?
Yes. Yes, we need to lay some ground rules here.
I didn't step
I'm
on it.
I'm the host. I'm the host. I invited you up here, and I thank you out of the goodness of my heart and out of the goodness of your heart for being here. You know, I love you, man, but come on. Don't step all over the opening.
You hit the opening too quick. You know I'm big into...
timing?
Dramatic pauses.
Yes. All right. I'm not the... you know, but it's all built in. I don't say, and here they are. It's like, it's not a button I hit. It's built into the music.
Oh, okay. Well... then that was my fault. You are 100% correct. See, I will apologize if I'm wrong.
No, I didn't hear a song.
I thought you had to hit. Oh, I'm sorry, Joey. Okay. Is that make it better?
That does
no,
make it better.
That does. No, hell no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Oh, this
is more honest.
It makes somebody feel better somewhere, but not me or you.
Mm-hmm. And so the big debate has begun, ladies and gentlemen. And no, I'm not talking about marijuana or cannabis or pot or the wacky backy or that left-handed tobacco. The devil's lettuce. I'm not talking about that. That hippie cabbage. That jazz cabbage.
Or as Coleman would call it, the jazz lettuce. He kind of gets his metaphors kind of swung around.
I'm not talking about the debate, though. Alabama should get their heads out of their backsides and legalize it.
That ain't going to happen.
Eventually it will.
We still don't have a lottery or any gambling.
Right, eventually we'll have some freedom here in the state. More so than we are. We have some freedom, but we could have more. Always room for freedom. Just like there's always room for pie. That's the big debate. There's a gentleman on my Book of Faces feed named Zachary Slayback. Okay. He's actually a brilliant guy. But Zachary Slayback is saying...
that's a pretty good name, though.
It's a good name. No, it's a high-quality name. It's a good author's name. He is an author. He's an educator.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He's a young educator, and he's very wise in pedagogical
methods. Or executive producer.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's movie, up there with like
movie
Bischoff.
X, executive producer, like Zachary Slayback.
Co-produced with Eric Bischoff and Zachary Slayback. Yeah, I think that's good. But he put out a something controversial. I'll just put it that way. He said that there is objective truth. I mean, I tend to agree with him there. But he said it is an objective fact, not just a matter of subjective taste, an objective fact that pecan pie is the best type of pie.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm partial to pumpkin.
Oh, that's an objective.
Rhubarb's good.
It's an objective fact. You are completely wrong then. Pumpkin pie is nasty.
No, it's not nasty.
It is. Oh, it is terrible.
What are you talking about?
I've never had a pumpkin pie that I liked. And the more people try to make it taste better, mm-hmm. the worse it tastes.
Well, what kind of pie do you like?
Honestly, my favorite pie is one my mother used to make, and it's the easiest pie in the history of the world. It's a cream cheese. It's just an icebox pie. You just take a flipping pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
You mix up. I don't even know what was
in it. Wait.
Cream cheese and sour cream or something.
This sounds like
and sugar.
It sounds like cheesecake.
It has a similar taste to it too, because you put it in a granola pie crust and then you just dump out a can of cherry pie filling on top of it.
Cheesecake's not a type of pie.
That is, it's an icebox cream cheese cherry pie. Mama called it that. If mama called it that, it's a damn pie, Joey. It's not cheesecake.
No, I'm not.
Because it's fluid.
Okay.
It's fluid. When you cut it, it squishes.
All right, this is
you
the
don't
real
cook it.
Argument, folks. And, but by the way, I hope there are more arguments like this. And then people bring apple pie, people bring pecan pie, pecan pie. And people bring pumpkin. I'm not saying pumpkin's the best pie ever. I just enjoy it. It's more the mouthfeel of it.
And see,
pumpkin pie isn't like over the top the greatest. I do like the nutmeg and the cinnamon hints, and I like the consistency of a pumpkin pie. It's not the greatest thing in the world, though, but I enjoy it.
And the second best, if not better than the cream cheese cherry pie, is Lauren pie.
Lauren pie?
Yeah. It is a... She takes like... It's about, I think, a cup of flour, a stick of butter.
Oh, that's good. You got my attention.
And then a whole bag of chocolate chips and just pours it over a pie crust and cooks it.
Oh.
And the butter, like, bubbles out. There's so much butter in it that it infuses all of the flour over the crust. You have to put the pie pan inside a cookie sheet catch the escaping butter.
That sounds fantastic.
And it is great warm, but it's even better the next morning once it's cold and that chocolate has solidified.
Yeah.
And you get you a cup of black coffee, no sugar.
Yeah, sure.
And a piece of that Lauren pie.
Can I do a glass of milk?
You could do milk, but it's great with the hot because the coffee, it makes the chocolate melt.
It's a full experience.
You're chewing it.
Fair enough.
It is
fair enough.
Dynamite.
Fair enough. See, this is the actual argument. But you know what? People are adults. If you want to argue about politics over Thanksgiving dinner, I encourage it if that's what you actually want to do. You know, I prefer pie arguments. I prefer sometimes we, you know, haggle over, would you rather have turkey or ham or a rib roast?
Oh, ham.
How do you fix up your rib?
I mean, a standing freaking rib roast.
Right. That's the star.
Is perfect.
Always the star. But, I mean, you might argue how to fix your potatoes, whether you're talking normal potatoes or sweet potatoes. I mean, there's all sorts of great arguments. But you know what? I was over getting my car fixed today.
I noticed your window was back in place.
Fantastic, yeah. And I'm watching, and I haven't watched it in a while because I can't really enjoy these shows, the news shows that are in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm not,
oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about Fox and Friends, though. I don't watch Fox and Friends. I'm not talking about Morning Joe. I don't watch Morning Joe. I don't watch any of them. It was a pretty famous morning show, the Today Show. And they had on this long-haired, uppity metrosexual.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I got long hair, but I'm rocking a pretty sweet mustache and stubble right now. I don't feel very metro. I feel like a man who watches too much wrestling. That's what I feel like my style is these days.
You're starting to look like you could throw that football over that mountain over there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Uncle Rico.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Exactly. But I'm watching this guy, and he's way too clean-shaven for that amount of hair. And he's way too well-dressed, you know, that knot in his tie. And he's sitting around a somewhat round table. It was more oblong, but the idea is it's a round table. And there's Savannah Guthrie, and there's Hoda, and there's the guy who replaced Matt Lauer, some young black gentleman. And I don't know, I haven't watched Today's show in a while. I'm like, is it all women still?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but, and he seemed like a nice enough guy, but they're literally the point of the segment. Is etiquette at Thanksgiving dinner. No. I'm like, why do I need this long-haired, uppity metrosexual telling me what etiquette is at Thanksgiving dinner? Something as simple as, if you're invited to Thanksgiving dinner, are you allowed to just surprise people with a plus one?
Yeah.
Really, this is what we're talking about. People are getting, who watched that segment? Who watched that segment?
And changed their lifestyle and like, because of
and
it.
And was getting good information from it. It's like, oh, I wasn't going to bring that plus one, but I am now.
Put it on the list.
I wasn't going to. And the one thing that just drove me nuts is like, now just leave politics out of it.
Like, yeah, no bleep, Sherlock.
Well, but excuse me, pardon me. I have had conversations about politics, both sides of the family, at Christmas, at Thanksgiving, at the high holidays in like Easter. Like, I've even had political arguments during Hanukkah. I do so civilly. It's in an interesting way. People disagree, but we disagree like adults. And I don't, it's never been a problem.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that goes to is just having common sense is knowing the audience you're with. Mm-hmm. There's some places you're going to walk into and you're going to say, if there's 10 people in the room and I walk in and they're talking about something that I vehemently disagree with and all 10 of them are on the same page, no point in me even attempting to make a point.
Yeah, but if
it's an honest discussion.
Or if you make the point, you need to be very self-deprecating and be like, yeah, you guys are probably right. Realizing you're outnumbered, don't be a rabble-rouser, but kind of poke fun and take your licks.
And that's with anything. Just know your audience is
exactly
what I'm saying. And
I will say with my, and that's my goal, like when I know I have a couple of political hotheads at the table and that they're going to try to monopolize the conversation, I make jokes. And I make fun of them both, and it kind of makes them, like Mike, for instance, my dad and his dad, my grandfather Ray. They do not behave well when they start talking about politics because my grandfather's worked for the state of Alabama. He's not like a left coast Democrat, but he is more of a Democrat. And my dad is was a small business owner. I always knew that he hated taxes even when I was a young kid. It's like, why is Dad so angry this week in April? So like he's a pretty good Republican. But more from a business economic side. And he likes Trump. He likes Trump's no-nonsense approach. Though he's not, like, going to rallies or anything, but he voted for Trump. And so when those two get going at it, they're not even arguing with each other. They're just arguing at what they saw in the news and ascribing it to the other. So I try to bring people down and just be like, let's just talk. It's just us here, guys. We can have fun with this. We're not going to solve the world's problem. We're just going to have fun with it.
Yeah, but that's one other thing is you have to have a goal in mind. Like I just said, you know your audience, but also have a goal in mind. Now, if your goal is just to get everybody really pissed off at each other.
Sure, that might be your goal.
Then that is very fun to just sit back. And you're gauging the way the argument's going and who's making better points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start assisting the other team And then even if you don't agree with it, you throw another point in.
You're like the U.S. government in the Middle East.
And then you're like the guy standing there with the fire poker just shoving the fire until the ashes are just all glowing.
No,
and you've got all these embers, and you're just waiting for the real big explosion.
No, it's like
that can be very fun
as
well.
No, seriously, it's like U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. It's like this conflict between Shiite and Sunni Muslims has been going on for thousands of years.
5,000.
Thousands. Like, how do we kind of play this? For a little while, let's back more like the Sunni Muslims. Or no, let's back a secular dictator in Saddam Hussein. Let's give him weapons and kind of, as he's fighting the Shiites. But now, we took over Iraq. We got rid of Saddam. That kind of helped out the Shiites in Iran. So now let's play on the side of the Sunni.
That's right.
Muslims, like in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and let's play them against the... Yeah, it'll work out. Which, I will have to stop myself. I've got people in my family who voted for Trump, but nobody in my family, like, if I say something critical of them, they're like, yeah, whatever. And you might get Obama was worse. But you're not going to get, like, a, how dare you, sir. And I have to say, the statement Trump made yesterday, the official one, not, like, off the cuff, like he's in front of a few reporters or a press pool, the written statement put out on whitehouse.gov about the Khashoggi murder by the Saudi government was nonsense. Now, I'm not saying the decision was, because I kind of saw the decision coming, that Saudi Arabia is too important of a partner in our goal of putting Iran in their place. I kind of got that from the beginning. But the way Trump went about it, essentially, I could read it verbatim, but essentially it's like, yeah, we don't really know whether or not the Crown Prince knew or didn't know that Khashoggi was being murdered. We maybe never will know. Like, really? Really? You are the President of the United States. You have intelligence reports not only from your own intelligence agencies, but from all over the world. Every intelligence agency in the world you have some access to, and you're telling me we may never know.
And
like,
see,
give me a break.
He can say that and tell the truth because we may never know. Right. He may know,
right?
And he probably does know. And but here's the one thing about Donald
Trump.
It's
so frustrating.
Until my mind has changed, and it may very well get changed.
Yeah,
he's not been wrong about one of these stupid statements that he's made. I mean, he's made some very outlandish, bombastic statements.
Right.
And then, you know, a month down the road, it's like, hey, you know what? He was actually kind of right when he said that. And until he does that, I'm not going to call him a lunatic, but you have to realize a lot of what he's doing is for show. He has got a purpose for everything he does.
Well, no, and most of the time, I don't get on the daily criticism of Orange Man bad, like you hear on the news networks. The Orange Man's bad. He's bad. He's bad. No, I don't do that. But when I just saw this statement, I was like, it's too cute I have. It's too ridiculous. Like, I get that you don't want to punish the Saudi government. You want to sell them weapons. You want them to be on your side, whether it's working for security of Israel or, again, marginalizing Iran and pushing back against them. Like, I get all that, man. Just say that. Sometimes when you're running the whole world militarily and economically, when you're essentially, for lack of a better word, an empire, you can't always have other countries that are maybe theocratic nations live up to American values. Just say that. But this whole, like, we don't really know what happened. It's like, oh, come on. Yes, you do. You know what happened.
Well, and I think that's kind of what he said in a roundabout way, though. Is we don't know exactly what happened. You know, maybe they handle things differently over there. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, Saudi Arabia is a very important part of our economy. And, you know, yeah, so they kill one dude. But it's basically what he said. Yeah, so they whack one dude.
He literally went on in this statement to name the military contractors. Like, it's $400 billion over 10 years, it's not, that's more of a promise. It's not actually $400 billion set in stone. But it's like, yeah, jobs provided by Lockheed and Raytheon and Boeing. And, like, he went on to name all these military contractors. And, you know, Saudi Arabia is the government that helped spread Wahhabism for the longest time. The ideology behind Al-Qaeda and, you know, ISIS and all these folks were fighting. Saudi Arabia,
but before
they were
the
all
new
the hijackers.
Before the new crown prince. Before the new crown prince.
And we'll see. We'll see if they change under this new crown prince. We'll see.
We'll but see. They already have the Jewish. No, stop.
That's not
They're allied with Israel.
That's not my point. That's not my point. What was a big part of what we wanted Donald Trump to do? Fight the deep state. We're really sticking it to the deep state by enriching military contractors.
I think that is a side note.
No, like when most people think about the deep state, they think of Eisenhower saying we have to watch out for the sought or unsought undue influence of the military-industrial complex. And so now we're making foreign policy based on weapons contracts?
Not necessarily. Let's look at it this way. It's just like, you know, another big gripe that people have is, oh, the welfare state's out of hand.
Sure.
Food stamps are out of hand. I mean, everybody, the billions of dollars we spend on that. Now, if you tomorrow said, okay, we're getting rid of food stamps, we're getting rid of welfare, and you cut it off immediately, what would happen? Chaos.
Oh, there'd be a lot of problems.
The entire country would be in chaos. Because, I mean, you got thousands of people that have come to depend on that.
Be some
same thing economically. If tomorrow you go in and flat out say everything's over, no more defense contracts, you can't cut off. You're not just cutting off a dude named Lockheed and a dude named Martin. It's not two guys that are making all this stuff. You've got hundreds and thousands of people that are employed by them, and that's a large chunk of the economy, you know, from stem to stern. You may have to valve it back, and maybe this is a flash of, hey, what could
we
happen?
We should valve it back.
Well, and I think this is just a step, and this is just me, my opinion,
sure,
is that this is a step in the valve back process, and then, well, now, if you still want to do it, let's ramp it up on our end, and in what Ronald Reagan did is, you know, with the Star Wars and building up the our actual infrastructure as far as our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines went. That's what he did, and it strengthened our country and brought down the freaking USSR. You're not old enough to remember how terrorized we were by the USSR. Now, kind of has morphed into Russia, and it was kind of called Russia, but the United Soviet Federal Republic or whatever, blah, blah, whatever, all the countries, that was a different time. And Ronald Reagan, by building our military up, he made them bow down and say, I submit and give up.
Well, and they also gotten egged on by us to a certain degree into the graveyard of empires.
Exactly.
Afghanistan. Well, wait. Where are we right now and have been for the last 17 years?
As far as
Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires.
That's exactly what we fell into under Bush. Uh-huh. And I fell into it. I will 100%
and
admit.
Here's my thing with Trump. Is I think Trump's instincts on these issues are good. He wants to pull troops out of Afghanistan. He didn't. We've actually bombed more than we have in any other year since we've been there. Because we're trying to win, you know, to get out. Trump, you know, has these instincts of why don't the Europeans pay their fair share? Why don't they pay for their own defense? It's a good instinct.
Mm-hmm.
He even thought about the same thing with, you know, Japan and South Korea. And if you fix the North Korean issue, I think that makes that much easier. I think his instincts are great on these things. But something happens. I noticed this right after Trump decided we're going to keep troops in Afghanistan. Trump really ran as a what we did under W, what we continue to do under Obama, was a mistake. Like he essentially said Bush lied, people died in South Carolina during the primaries and won, which is amazing for a Republican to do. He flipped the script for a Republican. And I think people in this country, conservatives included, appreciated it. So his instincts are good, but what happens when he sat in that chair behind the desk in the Oval Office? He changed his mind. And what's interesting is if you look at W ran as, we want a humble foreign policy. And something, well, in particular 9/11, but beyond 9/11, something changed his mind. Even Barack Obama, Iraq was a war of choice. I'm running as, you know, these stupid wars. And he prolongs the Afghanistan war.
Yeah.
And it gets us involved all over the place, in Africa and all throughout the Middle East. He essentially, Obama did what Bush did, just with covert means. Yeah. As opposed to, you know, conventional forces.
You're right, because Obama ran on, I'm the only senator that voted against the war. Right. And I mean, he ran on that. And so, he was, actually, that's one time he told the truth.
So my point is, there's something that happens. And they have all have different flavors or different styles of how they try to manage what we're in the middle of.
Yeah.
As a global leader, that's one way I've heard it. We're the sole super, well, we're not quite the sole superpower anymore with China rising. I've heard it, we're the global hegemon. I like the word empire, because it is what it is. I don't mean that as an evil word. I mean that it is what we are. We're that dominant economically. We're that dominant in terms of military power. We're that dominant in terms of our political power because of those other things.
Oh yeah,
and so how do you manage that? And so why is it that presidents as candidates are running on peace and then end up getting drawn into these wars and not just shy of war, getting drawn into serving, let's say, the interest of some unsavory people? And I think the reason is it goes back to a pretty ancient point of view. I believe it's an old Athenian when the Athens in Greece becomes an empire. He essentially says, we have an empire. And whether or not you thought that was a mistake for us to get into the middle of it, say you thought Bush getting into Iraq was a mistake. Okay, it was. But you're now in the middle of it. It's broken. What do you do?
There you go.
And at some point, and this is where I'm really at these days, for all the politicians and all the promises, sometimes there isn't an easy fix.
No,
all the will in the world.
That's right.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. And that goes back to my example. It's, you know, maybe it was wrong to start the welfare and other systems, but we're in the middle of it right now, Jack. And you can say all day, every day, I'm going to get rid of this and food stamps and welfare, and people will cheer and roar behind you. But if you've got any sense about you, you know you cannot do that immediately. I'm going to get out of Afghanistan. You cannot, the day you're sworn into office, say, all right, everybody out.
Right.
The world would fall apart, because the way that things have come about since 1914, when the First World War started, the United States basically runs the world. Every country, to some extent, they are dependent on the United States.
Yes.
We are actually self-sufficient.
Kind of, yeah, but for the most
part. For the most part. I mean, there might be a month or two you can't get ripe tomatoes. You know,
I mean, the economy,
we got greenhouses.
The economy truly is global. But I don't know. Can we just go back to talking about pie?
That's what I thought we were going to talk about. How does pecan pie turn into us having an argument about Afghanistan?
See, we're not even arguing, though.
I know.
We're having a passionate discussion.
Well, we could have Thanksgiving dinner together.
I think we could. I think we could talk about Afghanistan being the graveyard empires of the USSR, military buildups, or we could talk about why maybe rhubarb is better than, you know, sweet cream.
You know, I've never had a rhubarb pie.
It's okay. It's not great.
Oh.
It is actually pretty good. And pecan pie is great. Apple pie is great. I mean, there's really no right choice. Everything's
good. I like apple pie, but I mean, I can take it or leave it. It's not something I'm going to make an effort to go get.
That thought. Okay. We've got to hit a break.
I got another pie when we come back.
Okay. And we're going to continue to talk about
Thanksgiving. It's really dynamite.
What do you think is the best pie? Somebody has thrown down the gauntlet and said, without a doubt, it's objective fact, and you're stupid if you disagree. Pecan pie is the best. Well, I guess I'm stupid because I don't agree.
And it depends on who makes it.
Right. But I just had to get that off my chest. I didn't like the president's statement yesterday because it just, well, number one, it didn't fit him. Maybe I was blind to that, but it didn't seem right for him to say. But I'm talking too long here. Let's hit a break. You're listening to Happy Hour. Greg Budell is out if you haven't been listening to the show for the last few days. He had oral surgery. So with a big puffy mouth, there was no way he was coming in to do a talk show. He needed a few days to recover. So while he's out, we still have him here, though, in spirit. Yes. In fact, we have his luxurious, gravelly voice recorded.
Bring it, Greg.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices, you got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gravification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30.
Oh. All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon and save 50% on an item under $30 in store or online this Friday only. Whether it's finding the perfect gift or buying new holiday lights, you'll be sure to find exactly what you're looking for. So save big on Black Friday all day long with 50% off an item under $30 in store or online only at Ace.
Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced item. Limit 1. Exclusions apply.
Hey, this is the Doc. Today I have Rug Doctor's Head of Innovation, Rich Newhouse. What's new, Rich?
The new Pro Deep Cleaner. It's our best Rug Doctor ever. Lighter, more versatile, and tons of power.
This is not your father's Rug Doctor.
No, this is my mother's Rug Doctor. She can deep clean her carpets, furniture, but her favorite thing is the brush velocity created by the TwinTech motors.
Now I know where you get it from, Rich. Get your home guests ready for the holiday season. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local grocery store.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
In the
the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the Cannonball is underway. Man, it's the busiest traffic day of the year. We have an accident, worst possible spot. 85 southbound at Ann Street. It's off to the right-hand side of the road, but it's running slow all the way back to the East Boulevard. 65 north and south is doing okay. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Landmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Hell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. I'm filling in for Greg Udell this afternoon. For those who don't know, joining me in studio, 84. Or as I call him, Southern Wood. It's a good name.
He was. I left my paddle in the truck. So as long as you don't get any more out of hand as you have already gotten, I will leave it in the truck.
That sounds like a threat to me, but we'll have to address that later, because on the phone now, Morris Capuana. Hey, Morris, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Morris. Hey, before you get started, what is your favorite pie, Morris?
Okay, I don't like pumpkin pie either, quite honestly.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
I would say probably pecan or cherry pie, one of the two. How about you guys?
Favorite pie? I don't know. I always go for the pumpkin. It's not because it's like the greatest thing on earth. It's just what I go for.
Do you put like whipped cream on it and all that?
Of course. That really adds some flavor.
The only way you could choke down a pumpkin pie,
yeah,
Mo.
Really. Agreed, man.
I've not made my official decision because I have yet to say another pie that is absolutely dynamite. You ever had a buttermilk pie?
Oh, no.
I have. Yes, they're good.
Exactly. So, I'm...
So, what are you making for... Thanksgiving, Clay. What are you making?
I absolutely. This is my favorite holiday because I make absolutely nothing. We drive down to Tallahassee. Lauren's mother covers everything, and I just drive down there and eat. Now Christmas is my deal, and last year I did a standing rack of rib.
Ooh,
that was
brilliant.
And some grilled asparagus. It was an odd Christmas dinner as far as you know. No turkey. I think we did have a ham. I think I smoked a ham, too, so.
Well, you know what? Now, I'm Jewish, and most Jews go and eat Chinese on Christmas. But if you're going to have a standing rack of ribs and their beef, I'll be there.
All right. You are invited. You know where we stay.
Okay. Now, Morris, I need some help here, and we've talked about this a little bit, but the holidays, especially like Thanksgiving, when people are inviting the family over, it makes me think about, I'm turning 30 here soon. I need to get my stuff together and, you know, really get together like a great home, and part of that is actually owning a home. So a big part of that is, you know, getting a mortgage. We've talked about this off air. What are some of the initial steps I need to take?
Great question. We have a website, renaissancebank.com. You can find my name, Morris Capuano. It'll come up. And it'll give you a list of things that you need to have. But just over the year, you got to have the W-2s, a couple of months worth of pay stubs, a couple of months worth of bank statements, a valid driver's license, a two-year work history, a two-year residence history, and really... Your credit score needs to be a 640 or above. If you don't have a credit card, if there are people out there who are listening who do not have credit cards and they've been told never to use a credit card, it's always a good idea to have one. But if you get it, use it responsibly. If you have a $500 limit, don't owe more than a couple of $100 on it at any time. In other words, the general rule of thumb is no more than 30% of your high credit should which you own your credit card. But you need a credit card because it helps you establish credit.
And maybe put like payments that I've, you know, that you regularly make.
That you regularly make. Not like a student loan, and not like a car loan, not like a boat loan or anything like that, not like an RV loan or anything like that. But a responsible credit that you use routinely, you use it, you pay it down. You use it, you pay it off. You use it, you pay it off. But never owe more. If you're going to carry a balance, never owe more than about 30% of the high credit. That is what will most give you the best score. And, you know, there's so many questions that people might have when it comes to home buying. You know, just dial us up at 409-9300. I've got that number forwarded to my cell phones. I'm available during the weekend. I'm available almost any time to take a phone call and answer any questions that you have. But just be prepared and, you know, and get pre-qualified if you're going to go look for a home. That shows you're serious. That shows the people, and it shows your agent you're serious about wanting to buy. Hey, we've done our homework. We've been vetted through it. We've been vetted through Mo over at Renaissance Mortgage. We're ready to go. Here's the pre-qualification letter. Let's go buy a home.
Well, and see, and Morris, that's the thing that I had some friends of ours ran into that. They actually were looking for a home, and they found one that they just loved, and they got into the process of buying, and in the process, they found out, oh, we've got this little blip we didn't even know about on our credit score, and somebody else came in and bought the house up under them. So that's something you can go on and look at that and say, hey, you need to get this cleared up and help them clear it up. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So if you're thinking about buying a home, even if it's 6 months out, 8 months out, give us a buzz at 419-9300. Ask for Mo. I'll answer the phone in most cases. We'll get you into the office. We'll take an application over the telephone. We'll pull your credit. We'll say, okay, we'll give you the do's and don'ts. We will email you in a PDF, the do's and don'ts of buying a home. We will email you what information you have to have when you're getting ready to buy a home. So all that information is a phone call away, 10 digits, 7 digits, however you want to dial it. 334-409-9300. Get pre-qualified and make sure your credit is what it needs to be, so when you do buy that home, you don't have an unfortunate circumstance happen to your friends like it did, where they lost the home. Get it done first. Do your homework first.
Oh, absolutely. And Morris, we're running out of time here, but
yeah,
again, folks, 409-9300. In MLS number 402669, equal housing lender, of course.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Thank you, guys. Y'all be well, and y'all have a great weekend. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, we got to hit a break here, folks. Well, Lexi Gambler, hold on. We're a little behind the eight ball here.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $49.99 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Okay, got some big news for you. Macy's Black Friday Doorbusters are back. Coats for everyone, regularly $195 to $275, under $100. 40% off shoes and boots for her. Queen or King sheets, just $29.99. Kitchen Essentials, $7.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Shop 5 p.m. Thanksgiving till 2 a.m. Friday. Savings off regular prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the Pro Black Friday deals to help you get properties ready to turn. Update old appliances and get up to 40% off appliance special values. You can even save $470 on a white Whirlpool kitchen suite, complete with fridge, electric range, Energy Star rated dishwasher, and microwave. Plus, get free local delivery every day on major appliances $396 or more. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/29 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A woman has been indicted for a 2017 stabbing death in Montgomery. 33-year-old Harriet Holloway was indicted for the death of 38-year-old Peter Zatreni. Zatreni was stabbed last October on the West South Boulevard. The federal government is asking a judge to dismiss Alabama's lawsuit seeking to exclude people living in the country illegally from the 2020 U.S. Census. A federal judge on Wednesday gave Alabama until January 25th to respond to the request. U.S. Department of Justice lawyers wrote in a court filing last week that Alabama's claim that it could lose a congressional seat because of the practice is entirely speculative. An officer shot and killed a man who police say opened fire on them outside a Walmart in Talladega. A second person was found dead inside the man's car. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I think our forecast is pretty good. Mostly clear skies tonight. Kind of chilly, but not bad. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 39. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, we should be dry, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Low tomorrow night right around 40, and then on Black Friday. Chance of a few showers, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. Then rain and a few thunderstorms Friday night and through the first part of the day Saturday before it moves out of the way. Friday's high in the 50s, up to about 66. On Saturday. I think by game time in Tuscaloosa, we're looking at a kickoff of 63 and 58 by the end of that game. It should be dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. This is Joey once again, filling in for Greg. Alongside me is 84
once again.
Yes, once again. And on the phone, he's been very patient, Biloxi Gambler. Got a little bit of time.
Hey, guys, good to talk to y'all right here at Thanksgiving.
Likewise, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving there, Biloxi.
Yeah, good to talk to you. You know the reason why 84, so he's like me, he lives in the country. The reason he doesn't like pumpkin pie is because 84, those aren't pumpkins, those are gourds.
I get that.
But no, chocolate pie is the main thing. I don't like pumpkin pie either. I don't care.
Chocolate cream pie is real good.
Have you ever had I almost said your name. Biloxi, have you ever been...
You say my name, I don't give crap. Go ahead.
Have you ever been down to Red's little schoolhouse and had their chocolate pie?
No, I have not.
It is the most divine chocolate pie I have ever had in my life. You must make it a point to go down there.
Are they still open?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's still down there.
Yeah, I saw something where everybody was loving it from the past. It was a page on things from the past, and I went, I always wanted to eat there, but...
You have never eaten there?
No, I've not.
Dude, you have got to go down there.
I've heard about it. I used to eat at the cottage. Remember the cottage downtown?
I don't remember the cottage.
The fried chicken, the cottage, and Green Lantern when it was out down to 231.
Yeah, now I ate at the Green Lantern and
then after it burned, the biscuits were never as good.
No, they weren't. There was a guy that opened it back up. Years, probably 15-20 years ago, and he tried to replicate the biscuits, and they were okay, but they just weren't the same.
Well, you know, while we're talking about eating, I hate that our friend Greg is having oral surgery right before. I said Greg Brudell, right before Thanksgiving. He'll be able to eat dressing tomorrow.
Yeah, it was his decision, though. Nobody forced him to do this. And well, actually, hey, I'm out of time, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. I guess he just wanted to bring stuff up with you. Talk about gourds. Anyway, before we hit this break, and before we hit the top of the hour, I'm doing the drawing.
Hey, give me the Emily basket. Let me do the drawing.
All right.
That might be some partiality over there. I get to do the Emily segment.
All right. Go ahead. And the first, we're going to do two winners because Weeks didn't call for last week. So, the first winner is...
83. One off.
No, pick a lower number than that. My goodness. And the first winner is...
26? Five?
Yes, okay, and the winner is... Oh my goodness, it's Rob. Rob, all right, Rob. Rob, you're the first winner. Now quickly pick the next one.
Eleven.
Oh, and it is Smooth Operator.
What?
Yeah. All right. So we have Rob and Smooth Operator. You're the winners. You were Baumhauer's Big Shots this week. Sorry for waiting so long. We just got so busy today. And now we have to continue to tell folks about some of our great sponsors. Lee was here yesterday, Lee Daniels. And now here is Greg to tell us more about Quality Comics.
I'm not a rich man for a lot of reasons. One of them might be that my mother tossed all my comic books and baseball cards away a long time ago. And, well, they're in somebody else's hands. If you want to see some great nostalgia, buy, sell, or trade comics, baseball cards, and more, visit Quality Comics. Lee Daniel and the team at Quality Comics can guide you through aisles and aisles of memories, all different types of comics, including some classic collectibles. Perhaps you have something at home that you would like evaluated. Well, bring it to Quality Comics and have them take a look. It's a great place to take a group of people and just browse and enjoy some incredible nostalgia. That's Quality Comics on Eastern Boulevard, 500 Eastern Boulevard, just north of Brubaker Motors. Quality Comics. Stop by and tell them you heard about it on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCroix.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuCroix wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuCroix understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuCroix is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuCroix and Carrier. Visit acbyluCroix.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuCroix.
Stack them up. That's right, Lyle from Marguerite's here, and this season the stacking rings are really, really popular. Benji has designed a beautiful single-row gemstone stacking ring for just $249. Unbelievable price. We're talking about sapphires, white sapphires, rubies, amethysts, garnets, onyx, orange sapphires, anything you can think of almost, we have in stacking rings. Be there. Come in early and get them ordered. White, yellow, rose gold, $249 apiece, or three for $700 only at Marguerite's in the Peptree Shops. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again,